U.S. lawmakers have passed a bill to deepen America's bonds with Israel. On Wednesday, the U.S. House approved the so-called United States-Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2014. The law promotes closer bilateral ties in various areas such as defense, energy, and cybersecurity. The legislation also ups the value of a U.S. weapons stockpile in Israel to a total of $1.8 billion, allowing Tel Aviv to use them in the event of an emergency. The legislation also grants Israelis visa-free travel rights to the U.S. The bill that cleared the Senate with unanimous support in September now goes to President Obama for his signature. Joining us on the line from Ramallah is senior Fatah official Sabri Saydam. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, I'd like to get your reaction, first of all, of this approval of the United States-Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2014. $1.8 billion worth of weapons that Israel can use, more strategic partnership when it comes to military. What do you make of it?
Well, it's sadly that the world is sinking in one direction and America continues to sink in a different direction. The world is saying, let's recognize Palestine and withdraw the recognition we have covered this occupation with, whilst the American administration, at least the Congress, is sinking in a different direction, supporting Israel, maintaining occupation, and giving an open check to Israel to do what it's been doing for decades to the Palestinians. I think instead of commending occupation on its work and injecting more money towards its machine, it is time that the American administration and America at large thinks once again that the Palestinians have the right to exist in a sovereign state, and that sovereignty will mean security to Israel. But to continue to pump blood and oxygen into the veins of occupation is just prolonging the misery of the Palestinians and is not bringing peace to the Middle East at all.
Right, but for as long as different branches of the U.S. government continue supporting Israel politically, militarily, economically, doesn't this give Israel a free pass to continue with the atrocities that it is committing against Palestinians?
Sure, this is yet another endorsement of Israel's military might and a support for the continuation of the policy that Israel has been maintaining for years on end. This is the second blow to Obama's administration. The first blow was the loss in recent elections, and now this, and Israel is trying to say to Obama that you cannot pressure us, you cannot put us in the corner, we will not give in to your demands of the cessation of settlement activities, and we will not be reaching for any peace formula to come with the Palestinians. If anything, we will work to consolidate occupation, build more settlements, and annex what remains of Palestine and put Gaza under siege. So I'm very surprised. In fact, I'm very, really annoyed that America decides to shift in that direction and support the prolonging of the misery of the people when it talks about democracy and freedom, and also support occupation and military might when it and other members of the international community is celebrating democracy in the region, in Arab capitals. So this is really a policy of duality, a dual position and double standards. And we see that Israel now has an open check from America to continue with the policy that it has conducted for years.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Saydam, there is a resolution that is set to go to the UN Security Council, which sets a deadline for the recognition of Palestinian statehood. Looking at this bill being passed the way it has in the U.S. Congress, do you think that the U.S. will veto that resolution of statehood?
Well, there's been talks about an American veto, but I should say with France and Britain voting in favor or at least abstaining, the position of the American administration will be questionable. And I say for sure, don't take an American veto for granted. Think again, when the international community votes for Palestine, I think America will be standing alone or will be in an awkward position that it has to reconsider.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That was Sabri Saydam, senior Fatah official, joining us on the line from Ramallah. Mr. Saydam, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.